Isaiah 16 verses 4 and 5, Isaiah 9 verses 6 and 7, and Daniel 2. The oppressor will come to an end, and destruction will cease. The aggressor will vanish from the land. In love, a throne will be established. In faithfulness, a man will sit on it, one from the house of David, one who in judging seeks justice and speeds the cause of righteousness. Father, I exalt you today because you decree in your word that the oppressor will come to an end, that the destroyer who has brought destruction upon the face of your creation, the earth, will cease. His time is drawing to an end. The aggressor will vanish from the land, and we exalt you because we know in Christ Jesus that love will be his throne, that love will be the throne which he will establish here on the earth, and that in faithfulness he is the one who fulfills all righteousness and sits upon the throne. He is the one who has descended, who comes from the line of David. He is the one whose name is faithful and true. He is the one who in judging seeks justice because his name is the judge, and he stands at the door. He is the one who speeds the cause of righteousness, for he is the son of righteousness. He is the one who fulfills your word that to us a child is given, to us a son is given. The government is upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. O God, we see in this a mystery. We see in this the Triune God. We see in this the names of God, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And Father, I ask that you would give to us a revelation of these, the names that are fulfilled in Christ Jesus, that you would unfold to us the mystery of this name, that we might know the fullness of the name of God that is found in Christ Jesus. We exalt you, Christ, because of the increase of your government and of peace, there will be no end. We exalt you because you live in us, and therefore the government of God is upon our shoulders as you fulfill the righteousness of God in us. There will be no end. There will be no end to peace. There will be no end to the kingdom of our God. And you will reign on David's throne, Lord Jesus, and over your kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with righteousness and justice from that time on and forever. For the word decrees that the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. I exalt you because, O God, we find in your word that your name, Christ Jesus, is the rock. The rock that struck the statue that Daniel saw and became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth. For you, O God, have set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. For it will crush all other kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever. Blessed be our rock. Blessed be our God who has brought forth a rock, not cut by human hands, but a rock that has been exalted, that crushes the statue that Daniel saw, that crushes the kingdoms of this world. For the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God. The kingdoms of this world belong to the King, Jesus Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, who is the fullness of God here manifest on earth and manifest through us. We look forward with eyes of faith, not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.